This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. The state of California is in the midst of overhauling how it manages groundwater with a new state law called the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA. Some hail it as a success in state legislation. Others say it's government overreach, but most seem to agree. It could change agriculture and the economy in the San Joaquin Valley in a very big way. FM89's Carrie Klein talks about the law with Stephanie N. Agnesson, Director of Water and Natural Resources with Madera County.
SGMA has an enormous impact, potential impact on farming, and it changes everything about groundwater. So, you know, typically, if you wanted to farm, you would be able to buy some land and maybe put in a couple of wells, and you would be able to take water out and water your trees or your crops. So what SGMA does is it potentially limits how much groundwater you can take out.
And then that could, if that greatly changes or alters the way that we farm here, I mean, that could really have ripple effects into the economy and things like that, right?
Yeah. So what we see is that there are the businesses, agriculture itself, but then there are industrial businesses associated with them, like processing of nuts. And then there are restaurants, donut shops, wherever people go to socialize and to spend money. And all of those are heavily reliant on agriculture.
Right. We see those "My Job Depends on Ag" signs all over the place.
That's right. That's right. But, I mean, SGMA has some other potential effects, one of which is that more water is going to be left in the ground, which means that people who have groundwater wells that are in danger of failing, there may be less wells that fail, or they may slowly, groundwater levels may decrease, but they may not fail immediately.
That's the hope, at least.
That is the hope.
Okay, well, so then before we talk more about the substance of this law, I want to kind of touch upon the governance structure here for a minute. So while a lot of laws are top-down, you know, orders coming on high from Sacramento, this law actually requires, you know, establishing lots of local agencies to propose their own groundwater strategies. Can you talk a little bit more about how that works?
Sure. So what we've seen here is that most, if you had a water agency, they became a groundwater sustainability agency, or GSA. So there's lots of water districts that are now their own GSA. But that wasn't the only governance option. You could have had a bunch of water districts band together and become a GSA. And I worked in Santa Clarita, and that was what we had. We had a city, a county, and a bunch of water districts that became one GSA.
And what do these GSAs do?
Well, in many cases, they really just serve as the water district, but they do have powers. They can essentially levy a fee. They have the ability to restrict how much groundwater you use, and they're going to be judged. They have to turn in a large plan for how they plan to get to sustainability, and then an annual report every April on how much progress they've made.
So each one of these GSAs, they all have their own estimates for how much water they need to conserve each year. So what strategies, might they be able to come up with other than just use less water?
So we're looking at three different things here in Madera. The first is we're going to try to look at an allocation and what that might look like. So an allocation would be, for us, it would be agricultural users within the county GSA might have an amount of water that they could use each year. And that amount would gradually decrease over time. So that's one way of doing an allocation. However, I know that just using an allocation is a pretty rigid strategy, and the Public Policy Institute of California has a fair amount of research that suggests you don't want to be rigid, you want to be adaptive, and have multiple strategies. So an allocation is one option if you're critically overdrafted. Another option would be a water market where you can trade or put up a share of your native groundwater for sale. And that we have a grant for that here from the Bureau of Reclamation, where we're going to explore what that might look like with stakeholders and maybe do a pilot project. One thing that's kind of interesting is exploring what's not actually land retirement, but land resting. Like, what would it mean if we just paid a grower not to farm and had a contract for 3 to 5 years? So we haven't taken that land permanently out of production, but we've taken it temporarily out, and we can get some water savings there. And that might be a good place for someone who maybe is at the end of a career and has kids who may not want to farm and wants to just think about what next steps might look like. So there is a lot of grower support for this, for the being paid to rest or retire land. And so that's one of our first things to do next year, once we have a plan and the plan is uploaded, is to kind of figure out what that strategy might look like.
And so you're talking about the county, the Madera County GSA specifically, but every GSA might kind of have its own formula of which of these strategies it will pull from and to what amount it'll rely on each one of them.
That's right. Every GSA has its own thing going on. And so probably it's important to say that from a water management point of view, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you're bringing in all of the water that you can to your GSA. And then once you've done that, you can look at different ways of reducing demand. But you want to maximize the water supply first.
Well, very interesting. So right now is a bit of a crunch time. GSAs throughout the San Joaquin Valley are writing their GSPs. Many of them are already up for public comment. For those of us who, or for those of our listeners who might want to find their local GSA, find that GSP and submit public comment, what is the best way to do that?
So the DWR Sigma portal, which is Googleable, is probably the best way. There's an interactive map, and you can figure out where you are and what GSA provides coverage to you, and the point of contact for that GSA is also listed.
Fantastic. Stephanie Ann Agnesen, Director of Water and Natural Resources for Madera County, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.